Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1294. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and the Rafur Shalema of Raham Ben Chaya. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoyre, winnowing. So, an interesting question. Just like we see, we've been talking about the Malacha of Zoyre, winnowing, in that it runs parallel, sort of, with Boirer and, Boirer Merakade, so you have Boirer, you have Merakade, which is straining, and then we have Zoyre, which is winnowing, right? So the question comes up, we know in Boirer, if I take the good from the bad, and I eat it right away, so that's fine, that's okay, as long as I eat it right away, in conjunction with those halachas. So now the question comes up, brings on the Sefer Klolim, an interesting case. Somebody has a lighter food and a heavier food. Let's say somebody has popcorn, the case he brings down. Somebody has popcorn with corn mixed up, shine, and the popcorn's very light, right? So if you blow, a person has it, let's say, in a plate or in the hand. So if a person blows, they could blow away the popcorn, right? So they blow away the popcorn. Is that a problem? Okay, good. You'll say, good, if I could take the popcorn, each popcorn, and eat it like that, because I'm taking good from bad, and it's mixed up, and I'm eating it right away. But the question is, if somebody wants to just blow away the popcorn, and he's going to eat it right away, would that be a problem? In other words, we saw, if a person has nuts, right? Let's say peanuts together mixed with the shells, and I blow away the shells, so that's a problem. So I'm blowing away the psoilus, the bad from the good, right? The shells and the nuts and peanuts are all mixed up. So I'm blowing away the bad. So that's the real malacha of Zoyre, winnowing. That's what it's all about. But now let's say I blow away the good and I'm going to eat it right away. In other words, the popcorn's mixed with the regular corn and the regular corn is heavier. That's just the case that it could be with anything, but that's just the case that he brings down to the Sefer Klolim. Is there a svara to say? Possibly it would be okay, because I'm blowing away the good, which is the popcorn, I'm going to eat it right away, just like by Borer. So he brings down, talk on page Memdala, the interesting concept that he brings down. And just to read his lashon, he says, Yesh matirin lahafrid, there are those who matir to separate, oichel mipsilis, to separate good from bad, right? You have a mixture of oichel and psilis, the good food and the bad food or whatever, it's all mixed up. Now I want to separate it. Alidei napuach kidei lechel ha'oichel alter. I'm going to blow. In other words, instead of using my hand, I'm going to blow on the mixture, and like this, like our case that we're talking about is the popcorn. Popcorn will fly off, and that's what I'm going to eat. So why would I say that it might be mutter? We spoke about the case of the peanuts and the shells, and to blow away the shells that you can't do because that's real a problem of Zoyre winnowing. So he said because of the fact that even if it's somebody used their mouth, so he brings down, he says, Vatam de doimazez Zoyre leboyer, because we know that the malach of Zoyre winnowing is very similar to Boyer, the famous malach of Boyer. Come on, Shemalachas. Boirer is mutter, just like by Boirer, right? Just like by Boirer, separating the malach of Boirer, if you take the good from the bad, it's okay. It's mutter livrar, kashem avarer, oichel mipsilis. When you take the good from the bad, biyada, you take it with your hands, kadei lechel, oichel miyad, in order to eat it right away. The lav derech berirahi, ela derech achilahi. This is not Boirer, this is derech achila, right? Which is what we've learned in the Malach of Boirer. So he says, Kamoi Kain, the same thing, Malach of Zoyre. So he says, some want to say the same thing, Malach of Zoyre, and the Malach of winnowing, Eini Yosu B'chai Gafne, would not be Yosu, again, if you're blowing away the good, like in our case, the popcorn, which is lighter, and I'm going to eat it right away. The love derech Zoyrehi, ela derech achilahi. So he goes, so in conjunction with that, he brings down the interesting, our case, this is the case he brings down, so I'm just quoting him, but again, it could apply to anything, as long as you're blowing away the good from the bad, and you're going to eat it right away. He says, Yesh matirin l'napeach ala popcorn, there are those who would say it is okay to blow on a mixture of popcorn with regular corn, popcorn hamu'urav b'soichei corn, you have regular corn which is heavier, right? And it's all edible. It's not a question of mukhs. It's all edible stuff. It's just it was mixed up. In other words, maybe it wasn't finished from before Shabbos, or whatever the case might be. Yesh matirin l'napeach al popcorn hamu'urav b'soichei corn. Kidei lahafrid the popcorn, in order to separate the popcorn, mehakorn. K'shadai te'lechol popcorn miyad. As long as the person has in mind to eat the popcorn right away. So that's an interesting, very interesting concept. He said, he does, the only thing is, he does say on the bottom that he did see those who asser it, who are not so happy with this whole thing. And he says the reason why those who would asser it would be the time of the mash, amutta liver biyadai, those who say that you're allowed to remove it with your hand, like by bar, let's say like by bar, you could take it with your hand to eat right away. Because this is considered derech achila. This is the way that people eat. That a person removes the good from the bad, right? That's how they eat. Aval ein zeh derech achila. But when somebody comes along and blows away the popcorn, and blows away the good, and then they go eat it, it's not really a derech achila. In other words, we have to have some sort of a derech achila, a way that somebody eats type of a thing. And that's only done with a hand, but not when somebody goes and blows it away. That's really zayra. That's really the malacha of zayra. So he says, "Avol ein zeh derech achila lahasa oichel mitoch pseilus benefecha." Vimkein hameiser oichel mitoch pseilus benefecha. Havalei kameiser oichel mitoch pseilus bekli. It's sort of like using a kli. Some want to say, "Shigam kein" would be awesome. Mishum shu derech malacha v'loy derech achila, because of the fact that it's the way that it's the malacha is done, and it's not that the way the derech achila. Now he just sort of ends off. Lamais on top, he brings it down. He brings on top, and then he brings on the bottom. But on top, he brings it down the yeshem atirim that like Lamaisa, there are those who would be mekel. That's how he sort of brings down halacha Lamaisa, and he brings in conjunction with that also on to say the side of those who matter it, to say it would be fine to do this thing. That the whole thing in the Mishkan was that they were blowing away the psilas. They blew away the bad. They didn't blow away the good. And since, in other words, they used the wind to blow away the bad, the chaff, and whatever the case is. But so when you're using it to blow away the bad, like we said by the case of the nuts, so then fine, that we understand. But blowing away the good and eating it right away, so then it's very similar to burr. So he wants to come out that there are those who matter the whole thing. Again, it would have to be done. It would have to be done in a case in time whereby one is blowing away the good. Like in our case of the popcorn, it could be with anything, blowing with the good, and you're going to eat it right away, whereby at least we could say it's very similar to Barer, which it does run along the same lines as Barer. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Those who, don't want to do it, there is, like he brought down, they want to say only over there by Barer. But Lamaisa, there is what to rely on, and that's how he brings it down. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.